Well, it was kind of interesting to see how this was headlined on the Drudge Report, for example. Cancer murders OJ. He's going full Norm MacDonald on this, I guess, the Drudge Report. And there wasn't a whole lot of love or sympathy for OJ yesterday. The 1994 murder case of his ex-wife and her friend, that he beat the rap on that, but then they found him guilty in a civil trial. He got a $33 million judgment there. Didn't pay a penny of it. Continued to live a life of luxury with large houses, Bentleys, and other things, even to the extent that he had to go to jail for several years because he attacked somebody that over issues with his memorabilia. But I'll begin, actually, with a personal story about Karen and O.J. Simpson, my wife. Karen, not O.J. Simpson. Karen was, when she was in high school in New York, she twirled for the New York Jets. This is before they had NFL cheerleaders. It was a totally different thing. And she was very good at twirling. As a matter of fact, she got a scholarship to go to Midwestern University. I think it was Kansas. She decided to go to Florida anyway. And she, instead, I should say, because she wanted to go to Florida, the guy who did the baton twirling, who was in charge of it, had a lot of world champion baton twirlers. He got her an interview with the Rockettes, which she said, now I want to go to Florida. So, yeah, she had to meet me. Didn't even know that. But she was being pushed with all these other things happening. But when she was a twirler for the New York Jets, it was when Joe Namath was there. And she thought he was cute, I guess. And he was injured and not playing. And she was back in the, you know, the tunnels that they have in the stadium. You've seen pictures of that type of thing. And she was a little bit ahead of the other girls that were there. And most of them were quite a bit older. They were not in high school. She didn't have anything to do with any of the parties or anything like that because she was too young. But she was a bit ahead of them. And as she's starting to go down the hall, she sees coming around the corner, he's on crutches. She didn't see him. She just saw his purple velvet pants. As he swung his leg out to start to make the turn around the corner. And she turns around and starts to run back to them. And she runs into this other player, smack dab into him, and says, I just saw Joe Namath. And he laughed. And she went back and started telling the girls. And I said, do you know who that was? She said, no. I said, that was O.J. Simpson. I said, who's he? So she had a bit of a run-in with him. It wasn't with a white Ford Bronco, but she didn't know who he was at the time. Back in the mid-90s, people will remember the day, if you're around that point in time, when they had the very slow speed chase of the white Ford Bronco televised. They even interrupted a championship NBA game to, that's how big that was, interrupted that to cover the white Bronco. But again, he was found not guilty. The trial went on for an incredible amount of time. It gave birth to Court TV and many other things. You had the celebrity lawyers, the Daddy Kardashian, you had Alan Dershowitz, of course, all these guys that were there. And, the trial was only supposed to last for a couple of weeks, but it just went on and on and on. The judge was giving interviews. Everybody was giving interviews. It was amazing. There were other things that were happening, but nobody really cared in terms of TV watchers. So he got later there was a civil trial, $33.5 million for, they said, committing murder of Ron Goldman and also of OJ's ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson. The debt and the interest has ballooned to over $100 million because he didn't pay him anything. So they're going to try to collect from his estate. Good luck with that. But it did have a lot of long-lasting effects on our media celebrity culture that we're still feeling today. Now it's moved into politics, which has really become mass murder as well, hasn't it? Since 2020. Despite incredible fame and success in his football career, he'll be more remembered for his involvement in the murder trial. The most famous murder trial in U.S. history. Prior to that murder trial, they had a televised trial of Ted Bundy, But it didn't get the kind of sensationalism and coverage that the O.J. Simpson did, because you know, he's already a very well-known football player to everybody but Karen. And he was, yeah, been in movies and that type of thing. By that time, she knew who he was as well. So the chase scene, again, as I said, it was a championship game between the Rockets and the Knicks. And NBC cut away from the game to show this slow motion car chase. So it was really a strange thing. High profile team of defense lawyers as well, besides his own celebrity. And so it was the longest trial in California history. It was slated to be 2 weeks, you know, and now, so what are we going to have? Well, we're going to have the same type of thing with Donald Trump. Donald Trump didn't kill two people. He didn't kill 2 million. He killed a lot more than that. But we're going to put him on trial for every jaywalking and parking ticket that he's got. We're going to have a criminal trial. And it'll be watched probably by everybody and talked about by everybody. It'll be a media spectacle. He'll love it just like O.J. And he'll get away with murder just like O.J. because they're not even going to try him for murder. And neither will Biden be tried. Biden will get away with murder as well. And so will the Republicans and Democrats who supported them, who remained silent and remain silent to this day about what these guys did from 2020 on. So it even had an effect on the demand for a 24-hour news cycle. We seemed to think about how these things were always there, and yet they weren't. The networks noticed that they had drops when the Simpson trial went away. And even things like the Oklahoma City bombing couldn't compete with the O.J. Simpson trial. It really is amazing. It also coincided, as I said before, the launch of Court TV. And Court TV filmed proceedings, added commentary to bring the average viewer up to speed on the court cases. The not guilty verdict was achieved in part thanks to the defense trying to turn the proceedings against the L.A. Police Department. That's what Dershowitz said he thought was the winning strategy and the lasting effect of it. To say, well, we got black people on one side, we got the L.A. police on the other side. They're trying to entrap him. The black jury agreed with that and let him go. But Norm MacDonald did not let him go. He was very persistent. And looking back on it, it is true. Rolling Stone said there was nothing inherently funny about O.J. Simpson's nearly year-long trial on two murder charges. His ex-wife and her friend had been brutally stabbed to death. Prosecution was arguing that Simpson's history of domestic abuse in the marriage as well had culminated in that. He was also a celebrity football star and the rest of this stuff. And yet, on Saturday Night Live, they're going to comment about it because it's the biggest current event that is going on. And so, as Rolling Stone put it, they had no choice but to cover it. So how could they make light of this tragedy? Well, enter Norm MacDonald. He'd just come in as the faux news anchor. They said in no time at all, it became one of the most crucial Simpson commentators of the day. Precisely because the rules of journalism did not confine him. He didn't have to say, allegedly, and he didn't have to wait for a verdict. Instead, operating as if Simpson's guilt was axiomatic, he bluntly stated it as settled fact, while he stared into the camera and dared you to disagree.
Thanks, I'm Norm MacDonald, and now the fake news. Well, it is finally official. Murder is legal in the state of California. Tuesday at 1:15, the moment the Simpson verdict was delivered, Court TV scored its highest ratings ever. An hour later, the channel went out of business. Well, that covers the main developments in the O.J. Simpson case this week. And after all, other important things are going on in the world. Now more O.J. Simpson. When Simpson trial juror Gina Rodborough returned home this week, her little girls were delighted to have her back. And no wonder, she lets him get away with murder. Simpson had been discussing marriage with girlfriend Paula Barbieri, but reportedly she has called the wedding off. Her fear was that if they married, she would be brutally murdered. And then someone would try to pin it on OJ. The L.A. District Attorney's Office has given Marsha Clark and Christopher Darden, bonuses of over $10,000 for, quote, lengthy hard time duty, unquote, in the O.J. Simpson case. A spokesman for the D.A. said that the prosecutor's bonuses would have been even higher, except for the fact that they let a killer go free. This week, Paula Barbieri admitted that she had broken up with O.J. Simpson the very night Nicole Brown Simpson was killed. Boy, that had to be a tough day for O.J., huh? First he gets dumped by his girlfriend, then Colombian hitmen kill his wife.
Yeah, well, you know, Rolling Stone said he could do all this stuff because, you know, he's a comedian. And we used to give comedians passes, right? Used to be able to say anything because, hey, you know, we can take a joke and we have free speech and things like that. And if it's a joke, you know, you can say that type of stuff. Do you think he'd be able to do that today? No, he wouldn't. And as a matter of fact, even then, he was fired because the NBC executive that was, I don't know, his head of the Western part of the network or something. But anyway, he was over Norm Macdonald. He told him to quit. He didn't quit. He was friends with O.J. Simpson, this executive was, and so he fired Norm Macdonald. I can certainly relate, except when I was fired, I was trying to prevent murders rather than to make jokes about the millions of people that had already been killed. That hadn't happened at that point in time, but, you know, sugar water, that type of stuff, as Alex was telling everybody, and then pushing people into January the 6th. So, you know, good for Norm. Good for Norm. He stuck to his guns there. In his book, O.J. Simpson says that he would have taken a bullet or stood in front of a train for Nicole, said Norm Macdonald in another one. Man, I'm going to tell you, that is some bad luck when the one guy who would have died for you kills you. You don't get any worse luck than that. You know, the Judge Ito was interviewed this week by a local TV station in L.A., asked by the interviewer if it was appropriate for a supposedly impartial judge to be on TV with his case still pending, Ito said, well, maybe not, but how appropriate is it to kill your ex-wife? He never quit. Yeah, if you go onto YouTube, you'll find like 40 minutes worth of short one-liners like that of Norm Macdonald about O.J. Simpson. One last one here. He says, Macdonald said, OJ's pal Al Collings now has a 1-900 number. For $2.99 a minute, Collings will tell you callers that OJ is innocent. And for $3.99 a minute, he'll do it without laughing. Norm was very funny. I thought that strange sense of humor, but very funny. So the Babylon Bee takes their shot at it. Police are slowly escorting a white hearse containing O.J. Simpson. The procession, which traveled at low speed with law enforcement working to prohibit any other vehicles from getting on the freeway, allowed onlookers to have one final chance to see Simpson being followed by police officers. One last time, for old time's sake, said one witness who watched the white Bronco roll by, followed by dozens of police cruisers. He died as he lived. It's poetic when you think about it. And you have to feel for the police, too. They never really did catch him, did they? And yet here they are, still pursuing him. Really makes you think, they said. Well, one more from Babylon Bee. O.J. Simpson excited for guy to tell him who the real killer was. Yeah. I'm racking my brains for decades trying to figure out who may have done it, said Simpson. It'll be great to have all my questions finally laid to rest. I really can't imagine who might have committed such a crime. Well, I think God knows, don't you? And I think in the end, We all know that justice in this life will be served in the next.
The David Knight Show is a critical thinking super spreader. If you've been exposed to logic by listening to the David Knight Show, please do your part and try not to spread it. Financial support or simply telling others about the show causes this dangerous information to spread farther. People have to trust me. Trust the science. Wear your mask. Take your vaccine. Don't ask questions.
Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.